Okay, yesterday I received a text that read as follows. A few weeks ago, my daughter, age 18, was nervous about a severe thunderstorm we had, which led her to accept on herself to no longer listen to English music, and she did not say Bli Neder. Now she regrets that decision, and while I think giving up English music is not a terrible idea, I think the reality is that at her juncture in life, she will end up being Nichshal Ba'avon Nedarim. Can we be Matir this Neder? What would be the Pesach and any three people good to do that? And really, over here, the what goes unstated in the question is that obviously they want to be Matir the Neder, but it's hard to find a Beis Din when you in the age of social distancing. So what do you do about being Matir Neder in the age of social distancing? Can you do Ataras Nedarim Al Yedei Zoom? So I guess that's the question. So really, it's two questions. First of all, does the person who's being Matir Neder need to be in the same place as the Beis Din themselves? The closest approximation the poskim have to that is by sending a shliach to be Matir Neder. Are you allowed to send a shliach to be Matir Neder for you? And would this be the same as that? Meaning, is a zoom the same as a shliach? It doesn't seem to be exactly the same, but it's a close approximation at least. We'll have to see. And the other question is whether the members of the Beis Din have to be in the same place. So where this sugya starts is a Gemara Maseches Nedarim and Afches Samin Beis. The Gemara tells us Ravina Havala Nidra LeDebitu. Ravina's wife had a neder, and it was the kind of neder that her husband couldn't just take care of himself, couldn't be made for himself, because it was not Minidre Inoy Nefesh or Midvarm Shebeino Leveina. It was the kind of neder that required Hataras Nedarim done by a Beis Din. So also came to Ravashi. Ravina came to Ravashi Amalei, and he said, Baal Mao Sheyasa Shliach L'Charatas Ish. Can a husband be a shaliach to for his wife's charata on the neder, and to specify the neder and explain why she took the neder and why she has charata for taking the neder right now, and that she wants a hatara? And then the Beis will say mutala mutala mutala, even though she's not there. So Amalei, Ravashi said, imechanfin in ilo lo. If you find three people that are already gathered together sitting as a Beis Din, then yes, then the husband can do the charata on behalf of the wife. But if you don't find three people already gathered together, you're not allowed to gather three people together for those purposes alone. So says the Gemara. So the Rambam, quoted by the Ran on the spot, the Rambam understands that the entire question is only about a Baal being a Matir, being a Shliach to be Matir Nidre Ishto. But anybody else for sure cannot serve as a Shliach. That this is an Ishto Kigufo kind of halacha, but if it's about somebody else, then for sure there's no way you're allowed to make him a Shliach. You're allowed to make a Shliach. The Gemara asks about a Matur Gemara, if the person is there, but it definitely can't work if the person is not there even. The only case where it might work is by a Baal, and that's the only case the Gemara spoke about. Tosus, however, says that for sure you can make him a Shliach, and the entire Shaila about a wife was only because the concern is specifically that a husband might exaggerate the level of his wife's Charata, meaning for everybody else, of course you can make a Shliach. For your wife, you'd think that you're not allowed to, because you're not going to be honest about it. You're going to want her neder to go away, because ba'avon nedarim, banim meisim k'shem k'tanim, terrible things happen. You don't want those things happening in your house, so you might exaggerate her charata. That's what Tosa says. But for sure, hu adin, for everybody else, you're allowed to make a shliach to be matir nedarim. The Rash is quoted by the Ran over there, that you can even do it b'ksav. You don't even have to send a shliach. You could send a letter into Beis Din expressing your charata, and that would be good enough. And the Ran explains that the ikr is that the chacham just knows that the noder is mischaret, and therefore b'ksav is good enough. There happens to be machlokes rishonim within the Shitas Harash. Is he telling us that if you assume you're allowed to make a shliach, so then you can even go one step further and do a b'ksav? Or maybe he's saying, no, a shliach you're not allowed to do, but ksav, that you are allowed to do. Maybe ksav is better than a shliach. That's how the Rivash understands this sheet of the Rash. Why would ksav be better than a shliach? Because at least it's you when you're sending a shliach. It's not even you. So that would be very helpful as far as being matir neder al yedei zoom. Even if you hold, the person isn't there, but it's better than a ksav. It's even better than sending in a letter that they know that the person has this charata. Nevertheless, if we don't paskin like this Rash, it's going to become largely irrelevant. So how do we paskin? So in Tshuvas HaRivash and Siman Shenayin, he says to be choshish for the Shitas HaRambam, that Shliach does not work for Ataras Nadarim, and the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Reish Chav Ches, Sif Tazayin even quotes the special din in the Gemara that you need the Beis Din to have been gathered anyway, and you're not allowed to gather the Beis Din specifically for the purpose of Ataras Nidrei Ishto. In fact, in Tshuvas Rav Pa'olim, Chelek Dalet or Chaim Siman Lamed Dalet, Dibra Maskil Ve'al She'ela Ha'hei, he writes that if they don't have a Beis Din Kavua that you could just go to, gather a Beis Din for somebody else. And then once you gather the Beis Din for somebody else, then you could do Atara for your wife. That's what we do every Rosh Hashanah. You gather the Beis Din for yourself, and then you say, I'm going to be Matir Nidrei Ishti as well, that you include your wife's Nedarim as well in the Hataras, in the Hataras Nedarim. So Shulchan Aruch Paskin, Tzarech HaNoder Lavo Lifnei HaMatirin Kishiyatirilo, that certainly you have to show up in person when they are Matir Neder. The Taz points out that the Rash beholds that Alidei Ksav is okay, that the Rash really holds that Alidei Ksav is okay, and the Raya is from Yiftach, because what was the whole issue with Yiftach? Yiftach ended up losing his daughter because of the pride that he couldn't show up to someone else to be Matir his Neder. But why couldn't he just send Alidei Ksav? He didn't have to show up. He didn't have to leave his house. He didn't have to have that whole standoff about who's going to go to who. Why would he have to lose his daughter just because of that? He could have just sent a letter. That's the Raya that they bring, that Ksav must not be okay, because if you could do it Alidei Ksav, then Yiftach maybe should have done Alidei Ksav. The Pischi Tshuv and Sivkatan Yud though writes, even though we pass on like the Rambam, that you're not allowed to do Alidei Shliach, but B'shas Hachak, you could be Somech on the other Rishonim. Now, what's the issue with sending a Shliach? And maybe this will help us understand whether we can or cannot use Zoom for Ataras Nedarim. The Karen Oren Nedarim Dav Chesam Beis discusses, maybe it's because you want to say it's like a regular din, and that's why you can't use a Shliach. You can't send a Shliach to the Bali Din have to be in front of the Beis, and they can't send a Shliach in their place. But Karen Oren says it's not true. It's nothing like a regular din. We do Atar even Balaila. The Beis Din could be a Beis Din Shal Krovim, so it can't be that it's based on a din alone. So the Karben Nisanel on the Rush in the Dharm, Sivkat and Samuch, says it is because it's Doma Ladin, but it's partially Doma Ladin. Ein Achinami doesn't have all the same halachos of a regular din Torah, but some of the same halachos, like having to be there. The Karen Ora then suggests that maybe it's because we don't trust the Shliach about the Charata, and that the Chacham has to hear it from the Mischarit themselves. So he says he doesn't like that, because then if that were the case, why would we make an exception for the husband? If you don't trust a Shliach to tell you what the Charata is, for sure you're not going to trust the husband. So instead, the Divrei Sho'ul in Yardea Sim Reish Chav Ches Sif Tez Zayin says that the reason you cannot send a Shliach to be Matir Nidro is Mishum Deboi Lefarish HaNeder VaHasiba Loma Nadar. You need to say out what the Neder is and why you took the Neder. And the Shliach might be able to tell a lie about it, and you'll never be able to chap him on his lie, because he'll say, oh, the guy lied to me, the Noder lied to me, as opposed to the Noder himself. If you grill him and you chop him on his lie, he's got nowhere to escape. He's got nowhere to. He's got no excuses. He's got nowhere to run to. And that's really what the Radvaz writes on the Rambam in Hilchos Shvuos Perek Vav Halacha Dalit. The Radvaz writes the Chachamim Yochel Lachkor Heitev Al Charata. The Chachamim could really check out the Charata, see if it's sincere, if the person is there. But they can't do that when the person is not there. Martz Chayis writes that it's a technical problem of Mili Lomimser and L'Shliach, that to give over your Charata is Mili, and it's just a technical issue in Hilchos Shlichus, that you can't do that through a Shliach. So that's why you have to be there. And then the Radvaz on the Rambam in the sixth paragraph of Shavuos also says maybe part of the process is that the Noder should feel embarrassed. And why do we want the Noder to feel embarrassed? So that they won't be rugil to take Nedarim. But if it's no skin off their back and they could always just send a Shaliach, they're never going to feel embarrassed, and then they'll continue to take Nedarim. And that's not really right. So in Shavuos Shevet HaKasi, Chelek Aleph Sim Reish Lamed Tes, I saw most of these Maromakomos in the Shira Rabbi Michal Zilberman gave recently. that he writes that he discusses whether you could be matir neder by telephone. So he says, if the maritzchias is correct, then there's no problem with the phone because there's no issue of mili lomimshri l'shliach. You're not giving it to the shliach, you're doing it yourself. If the divrei shal is correct, then we also have no problem because you'll be able to catch the sheker. They can grill the person themselves. It's not, you don't have to worry that they're not gonna, that the person will be able to hide behind the possibility that he was lied to. And maybe we pass on like those rishonim that al yidei shliach is fine anyway. Pesachei Tshuva says we rely on those rishonim b'diaved. And even if we don't rely on those rishonim, this is better than a shliach because there's no chisaron of mili. You can catch any sheker. And in the case of Zoom, you can even see the person in front of you. So the Shevet HaKasi therefore concludes, Ladina, he talks about telephone, not Zoom. Zoom is even better. He says, Ladina, kibbut a rov poskim hatir in the hatir al yidei shliach, mosh kasva beis yalsef, since really, really, Meikra, didn't we pass like the other deos that you're allowed to do Ali Deshiach? We're machmir for Shita Sarambam. Im came the telephone, da kol nishma bifnei chacham, alachari yeshlati lechachila. So by a telephone where they actually hear the person's voice, then we could be matir lechachila. In the Sefer Kol Nidre, they quote that Rav Yashiv was matir, but only b'shas hadchak. So this lechara would qualify as a shas hadchak. So as far as that question, of whether you need to be in the room at the Beis Din, it seems that that really it's best to be, but given the circumstances, it's not absolutely necessary. This is l'chora better than a shliach, and it's better than ksav, and there are ample sources to suggest that even those might be okay, b'shas adchak. The other question, whether Beis Din needs to be in one room, so that's a little more complicated. The Marsham in Chelek Beis and Reish Mem Hei says that just like in Zimun, they need to be in the same room, or at least they have to see each other, even if they're in two different batim, so to the Beis Din would have to be in the same room. And he compares it to Chazimun. I'm not sure why that the comparison to Chazimun is necessarily the best comparison. Chazimun is really based on whether you're enjoying from the same su'uda. Right? You could have two people sitting across the table from each other where maybe they would not be allowed to join in a Zimun if they just, you know, they're in a crowded park or something and they just there's no other place to sit, but they're not at all connecting to each other. They're not eating together. They're eating separately, just in proximity to each other. Then they probably would not be. There are people that there are poskim that say in yeshivas that they shouldn't do a zimun during the week because none of the guys eat together. They just come in and they grab a bite to eat and they get out of there, as opposed to on Shabbos where they're actually eating together. So zimun might be a different inyan. It's about a su'uda, whereas by the Beis Din it may be a different issue. By the Beis Din, shlosha shiyashu l'din shchina imahem. If three people sit in din Torah, the Gemara tells us shchina imahem. It's about a sense of hashras hashchina. Zimun's not about a sense of Hashras Hashchina, as far as I can tell. There's a discussion whether Zimun Ba'asara is about a sense of Hashras Hashchina. That might be Nafkamina, Rav Shachter points out, is whether you stand for Elokeinu. Because if it's about Hashras Hashchina, then it's about Davar Shebekdusha. And then you would have to stand for Elokeinu, because one of the characteristics of Davar Shebekdusha is to stand. But even Ba'asara might not be about a sense of Hashras Hashchina. That's why some Rishonim hold a woman could be Mitztaref Ta'asara Lezimun. We don't pass them that way, but some Rishonim say that way. So anyway, but it still seems that the Pasha is that the three members of the Beis Din should have to be in the same room in order for it to be called the Moshav Beis Din and in order to be able to have a sense of Hashras Hashchina. And seeing each other is not going to be good enough. To see each other through the Zoom would not be good enough. But like we said, the Beis Din could be relatives in this case. So if they have three adult males in the house, so let them serve as a Beis Din, and then she could be Matir the Neder and listen to her English music to her heart's content. Okay, everyone should have a great day.